The AHSCW Vikings earned a 56-12 win over Red Oak last week, as they have now won back-to-back games. Coach Harris has been proud of his team rebounding back into action. The Vikings are looking to continue using this momentum to carry them into the postseason.
I mean, especially, like, you know, when it accumulates the stats and the scoreboard, I mean, that isn't everything, but at the end of the day, you know, like, that is what you're working for. You're working for the win. We felt that we played really good football, even though we were losing, and we had a tough stretch there, weeks 3, 4, 5. But to be able to kind of rebound back, get healthy, get more guys acclimated to their spots, and, you know, we're playing a lot of guys both ways, so we feel like we're in pretty good condition. And we can play a lot of snaps, and we can play a lot of guys in some different spots too. And so, you know, through all of that, that's kind of what you want to find out the most about yourself. And we felt like through that grind or that challenge, we found a lot about ourselves and individually and as a team, and it's put ourselves in a position to be really successful. And so, we're really fortunate to be in the position we're in. We got one more against Shenandoah. We're looking to do the same thing. You know, whether we're 3 seed, 4 seed, 1 seed, doesn't matter. You know, we want to continue to play football, because the more practice we get, the more games we get, the better we get each week. And that's what we're working for.
Camden Suka passed for 144 yards and 4 touchdowns in the last game against Red Oak. Those 4 touchdowns are a season high for the junior, as his previous high was 3 against Riverside. Luke Sternberg has been the impact in the rushing game, with 108 yards on 12 carries for 2 touchdowns. If these two are rolling, it will be hard for Shenandoah to stay close with the Vikings.
People are going to try to take him away, and, you know, so it's our job to, and they're going to at times, but it's our job to find a way to make them more successful. Because if they're successful, I think our team's going to be successful. And as they go, we go, especially on the offensive end. And so for them to be able to get loose, and, you know, for Camden, it was a tough couple 3-week stretch for him. But a lot of confidence the last 2 weeks. He's throwing the ball really well, throwing it on time. And when you can see the stats match up with that and get some touchdowns, get some yards, that pays off. And that's work in the film room. That's, you know, some extra work with our quarterback's coach, as well as just trusting his teammates and, you know, buying into the process.
The defense has been impactful in these last 2 games, as they shut out Missouri Valley and only allowed 12 points against Red Oak. Blake Akers had 9 tackles in the last game, as the junior now has a team-leading 51 tackles and 2 sacks this season. The defensive captain, senior Nick Denning, had 2 interceptions, as he leads the team with 4 total interceptions. Denning is also 2nd on the team at tackles, with 47 total tackles this season.
We take a lot of pride on that side of the ball. And, you know, you took the 2 people that you mentioned, you know, with Nick and Blake, they're in the middle of our defense for a reason. You know, we ask them to do a lot. We ask them to take on a lot, but, you know, they're doing so respectfully, but they're also, they want that responsibility. And they're making other people around them better. You know, Nick is definitely the quarterback of the defense, and we ask him to call some plays. We ask him to get everybody lined up. And, you know, he is that heart. He is that backbone. And, you know, Blake is really taking it upon himself to be a better leader on the field. And he's really, really grown up the last 2 or 3 weeks. And we need that from him, because those are two individuals that really make everybody else around him better on the defensive side of the ball. So really proud of their efforts. And as far as defense goes, we really pride ourselves on being a team defense. And our defensive line is just improved immensely from last year, I feel like. And so that's just credit to those guys, to our coaches. I mean, if you can do that, man, it makes it really easy for your athletes to play in space. And cover wise I think we got some of the best cover guys in the state. So blessed to have a really good defensive squad.
AHSCW is taking on a Shenandoah team that fell to Trainer 40-9 last week. The Vikings also have lost a Trainer this season, but in a much tighter 26-25 loss. Shenandoah was led by Jade Spangler in the throwing and the rushing game. The senior has 991 passing yards for 9 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, while rushing for 431 yards and 7 touchdowns. Shenandoah also relies on Jaden Dickerson in the rushing game, as he has 359 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. AHSCW won't have things easy in Week 8.
Yeah, well, they're much improved. I think, you know, they have some size. They're super scrappy. I think their quarterback's one heck of an athlete, and he's a heck of a competitor. You watch him on film, you know, he's going to get a majority of their touches. So a lot of things go through him offensively, but he's not going to give up, and he's not going to quit. And so we know with that we got to minimize him as much as we possibly can. And then we also, they got other playmakers too. And so we got to make sure that we keep them in check, and then don't let them get confidence. You know, our goal is to kind of come out quick. We want to instill our tempo and our style of game. But this is a team that's very scrappy, and they're playing with a lot of pride. You know, they didn't even get to finish their season last year, so I feel like they've really rejuvenated themselves, and they're playing with a lot of pride right now. And we have to go down to their place, so we don't want to mess around. We want to get in there. We want to execute often, you know, and we want to stay hungry and play really good football.
Coach Harris knows that he is a team that nobody will want to face in the postseason, as they only have gotten better as the weeks progressed.
You know, I think we've solidified our spot into being able to continue to play football into the next week, which is always the goal to start. And, you know, as long as we get another game, I like our chances. You know, I think about other people, you know, I wouldn't want to play us. And I want to continue to be that team that nobody wants to play in the postseason.
HSCW will travel to Shenandoah to take on the Mustangs tonight with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.